Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, all right. Good afternoon. So injury report update here for you. So Cam has a foot and an ankle. He'll miss some time. No word on the timetable exactly right now. We will bring some punters in to take a look at him, and then we'll go from there on that. So as far as Ed and Matt and Spencer, they're all heading in the right direction. I'll know more as we get through tomorrow and then into Wednesday morning as to their status for this week. We'll probably have to take it one day at a time. And then the guys on IR, again, those decisions will be made at the right time. Conversations will be had. So we'll go forward with that in mind. And then I think that's all I have, unless you guys have any questions on injuries at this point. So,
on Ed, just I know it's early and you said it's going to be day by day, but are you hopeful that he can practice on Wednesday?
Yeah, we'll see. Like I said, just have to see where it goes here and just take it one day at a time.
With the guys on injured reserve, Max, Tylan, and Tyler, you mentioned the right time. They're obviously all now eligible to return to the active roster. I don't know. I guess when is the right time for you?
No, you want them all back as soon as possible. You just have to, there's other parts of that conversation, though, that are important and affect. One thing affects another. So, number one is them getting healthy enough to be back. One, and then two is, what is the next move, the corresponding move after that?
Along those lines, do you know if any of them are healthy enough to return as soon as this week?
Yeah, I don't have great word on that. Nate's been working through just the day after the game at this point, so we'll connect, I'm sure, later tonight.
The secondary part of that is you do face some tough decisions, not only in terms of just the active roster to make room for those guys, but then also when the injured players, Ed and Matt, are healthy enough, who's up, who's down. How much have you concerned yourself with that, as opposed to the day-to-day getting ready for the next week's game? Because you have these looming decisions here that are pretty big.
Yeah, all part of the job. I mean, it's you want as many of our starters back as possible. You want everyone as healthy as possible. You want them back, too. It's obviously we have limits on the active, and then obviously limits on the game day roster as well. So that's part of the ebbs and flows of the season in terms of injuries and getting players back, but also part of trying to figure out what our best 11 are, what our best 22, whatever it is. So it's trying to continue to adjust and tweak and get it to where we're playing our best football.
How would you assess your defense's performance facing these mobile quarterbacks in terms of not giving them too much time to throw and containing them in the run game?
Yeah, in the quarterback run game, or what are you referring to?
Quarterback run game.
Design run or scrambles?
Both.
Yeah. It's a new trend in the NFL, or evolving trend, I should say. And I thought yesterday we did a good job when they were in the drop back game. But there were times where we gave them some space up the middle, in particular in the pocket, and we call it a quarterback trap. So you got four rushers or sometimes five, and you try and build a trap. And that trap has different kind of cornerstones to it. We didn't always execute that in particular early in the game, but I thought it got better as the game went on, and I was encouraged by what I saw at the end in terms of the way they closed the game out in the drop back game. And the defense, I thought, had four or five really tough starting field positions to deal with yesterday, and they handled them extremely well.
After the game that you thought the tackling probably could have been better at times. Did that show up in your film review
yes.
as well?
Yeah. And that's something that you're always chasing, the perfect game in terms of tackling. It's never going to be perfect, but, we've got to do a better job. That first touchdown run, in fact, was not anywhere near the way we're capable and want to tackle. So that's a standard that needs to continually be met week in and week out. It's a base fundamental of playing good defense and playing good special teams.
Everybody talks about red zone challenges or offenses challenging the red zone and how things get tighter. What are the challenges of being backed up inside your own 15 and 10 and the struggles that the offense seemed to have, not able to flip the field?
That was a tough couple of series there. And when I mentioned complimentary football and at halftime, I mentioned to the team playing as a team and one side feeding the other. And we got the takeaway there before half, and then we end up backed up. And we got to get ourselves out of there. So it wasn't a good series or two for us right there. And when you're punting the ball back or we turned the ball over one time there too, it makes for tough sledding for the defense. So we got to work better in concert with one another and in a more complementary way.
How comfortable are you with James Cook's increased usage and snap counts and that he can hold up to that demand and workload?
Yeah, James is off to a good start. We know what he can do, and it's never one player, especially when it comes to the running back position. So we've got to get continue to get all three guys in the fold and helping us.
What's led to Ray maybe not being as involved early on, Ray Davis?
Well, I think again, it's probably true of any position. You know, you see where you're at, you see who's playing well, and it's a natural human nature thing as a coach to say, hey, you know, in this case, James is rolling. You know, we keep going. But there is, you know, everything in moderation too, as well as healthy. So, it's just about trying to improve our team every week, trying to win one game, and you go back to practice and how are we practicing and who's executing and who's being detailed, and not that Ray isn't. This is not specific to Ray, but it's just about, hey, are we doing the right things that are leading us up to game time there? And then when you get your chances in the game, you got to perform. And James has done that.
Is it fair to say that it's more about what James is doing than necessarily what Ray or Ty isn't?
James is off to a great start, right? So it's that to a certain extent, but it's also just overall, hey, how can we keep everything in moderation so that, you know, James, you know, can stay healthy the whole season. I think that's important to know too as well.
You made some changes in your return personnel. Did you get some of what you were hoping to get out of that with those changes?
We'll see. I think, some were, some weren't. And there's other, it's not always just the returner, right? There's blocking that goes into it and just sheer number of opportunities as well. So, we looked at that this morning, and we'll continue to talk about it, I think, in the next, not I think I know, in the next, 24, 48 hours, and then probably through the week here.
Having Dorian come in for Trey on those couple series, how did you think that went, and is that something you anticipate giving him more opportunities like that moving forward here?
Yeah, I mean, I think there's a certain level of, adjusting, and then there's a certain level of, hey, let a player roll, right, too, because I'm not a big fan of rotating or the two quarterback systems and whatnot that happen. I'm not a big fan of that. I would not want to be in that situation. So, it's all about us, again, trying to get a young guy some reps and see how he does and how that experience helps him and helps us subsequently. So it wasn't about what Trey did or didn't do. It was more about, like I just said, with respect to a young player there.
How did you think Dorian?
I thought he played a real solid game.
Watch any of the Packers-Cowboys game last night?
A little bit. I'd be lying if I told you I stayed up to watch the end of it. It's past my bedtime.
I wanted to ask because it was such a...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Thrilling game, high scoring game, and to end in a tie.
Yeah.
And with what you've done on the competition committee, what are your thoughts on overtime and just the ties and what can be done or should be done?
You remember going out when you're in the neighborhood and you're playing, you never want to end in a tie, right, when you're growing up. Raise your hand if you liked ending in a tie growing up, right? So nobody. So, but I do think there's an element of, hey, you played it through, and this is a regular season. It's not that way, obviously, in the playoffs for all the right reasons. And so there is an element of player safety involved in that, I think, too. From the standpoint of getting ready for the next game, and when you play a certain duration and you end in a tie, then sometimes that can work in your favor. So.
Do you think the college system could work in the NFL?
I don't know. That's probably a longer conversation than we have time for, Tim, really. But I do like the fact that there's a lot of overlapping rules between college and pro. There are some that are different in this case, like overtime, but they have their reasons, and we do too.
There's a lot of talk about Dalton Kincaid and how he improves the offseason after inconsistencies last year. How have you seen him respond, especially now, you know, that we're 4 weeks into the season, what he's producing?
Yeah. I think he's had a good start to this season. I really do. Yesterday's touchdown in the fourth quarter was a big one for us, obviously, and every week he's just set on improving, and I love that about him.
Off of that point, another guy Cole, you know, the big play yesterday. But getting up to that point too, just how did you kind of grade where he's been over the past couple of weeks and just his growth that you're seeing from him?
Yeah, every week. I think it's a great. Yesterday was a great moment for Cole. Great moment for our team as well. Don't get me wrong, but when you have a young player that, you guys know it, you've questioned him, and he got off to a little bit of a rocky start, but he has stayed focused and disciplined, and he's worked his butt off and worked alongside of Coach Dana, and they've done a great job, and Cole's play has ratcheted up each week. Preseason and now in the regular season, so which with still a lot of the journey ahead of him in this young career that he's in. So his teammates have stood by him and supported him, and his rapport with T. Rapp is really good, and it was just great to see him make a play like that. I mean, that was a big time play and a big time moment of the game, and those are the plays, quite honestly, we need to be made, and he made it.
Mentioned that he had an interception in practice this week where he went to return it and that helped him know what to do based off the situation on Sunday. I know there was a penalty that changed it, but just how satisfying is that to know, like, okay, what we're doing in practice is translating directly to the game for a young player.
Well, you hope that that's the goal for practice, you know, that we as much as possible you know, as a coach, when you lay out the schedule, you're like, how much of this applies to real life on game day? And that's one example. And the way he attacked the ball in practice was, it was a different type of throw, but the way he attacked the one in the game, it was, you do see the application. And when you get that, that's why you practice, right? It's not for 2 hours out there just to, you know, wear the players out. It's for 2 hours of true direct application to game day.
The second last drive for the Saints on offense, you went with Shaq Thompson instead of Dorian, who played most of the game. What went into that decision? And then Shaq in general, I mean, on that series, he made a really big play. I think it was on a 2nd and 10.
Mm-hmm.
What did you see from him when he was in the game?
Yeah, football player. He's a football player. He plays the position the way it's meant to be played. And I think a lot of our younger linebackers just watch him how he plays the position, and they'll learn.
So was it just that decision, hey, let's get him on the field and see what it looks like? Was it anything that Dorian was doing?
No, it wasn't anything Dorian was doing wrong. It was just more at that moment when we felt like, and I think Dorian had a little bump at that point as well. So I think it was availability as well baked into that.
From Vandermark yesterday, stepping up for Spencer.
Yeah, he's got big shoes to fill. No pun intended on that, but Vandy's done that in the past though, and he's held his own. He's done a good job. I mean, you think about where he's come from and the growth that he's made and his development over the years being here, and he's just another guy that plays with a chip on his shoulder, and I think the cool part about it is no challenge is too big for him, and he takes those challenges head on. And that was not an easy matchup for anybody. And he wasn't going to back down, which I love that about him.
Can you kind of pinpoint why the defense doesn't have the same explosive plays in the run game with like TFLs that you're accustomed to having here?
Give me more specific what you're asking about,
and
your information, please.
So NFL Next Gen Stats. So usually,
thank you for stating that.
Usually you're near the top of the league in run stuff percentage, but this year it's kind of near the bottom. Is there any specific reason that you can pinpoint?
Yeah, it's a great question. It really is. I haven't uncovered that stat to this point, but it's good to know. Just overall, I would say that some of that's maybe some of our structures and how we're playing things this year compared to last, but it's also still early in the season, I would say. So I thought yesterday there was times where we played really good run defense, and then there was times where we didn't, and that usually starts with being in our gaps, and you guys have heard me talk about that before. So that's something we have to continually work on, and among other things, fundamentally as well. So like I said, I thought there were times defensively where you look at third down, and that was a big question last week. Third down was better this week. You look, and if you combine third and fourth down, it was pretty impressive, except for some short yard situations there. And then red zone, I think they were 50%, and Cole made the big play, and we made a big stop on our defense made a big stop in the 2-point play, which is a big play for us. There's some other things we got to get shored up, though, which is what you're alluding to.
We're a quarter through the season. How do you think Bari Davich is doing?
I think he's done a good job. He continues to adjust. We're integrating, as was already asked about, with some young players there, some rookies, and they're growing. Like I said, it's continuing to have a vision and chase the vision every week and try and get better at each position and try and get better overall as a defense in this case.
Joshua Palmer, we've seen his snaps kind of go down since the first week of the season. Is he dealing with something? Is that a coaching decision?
Yeah, a coaching decision. Yeah, so it's just based on not necessarily maybe the game plan, but how the games got played yesterday a little bit with respect to what was working, what wasn't working, and Josh is a good player, and we have a lot of confidence in him. You guys, good. All right, thank you, guys.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.